Skipping Christmas by John Grisham was one of the most popular books of the holiday season, according to the New York Times bestseller list. But the list itself may be skipping some other popular titles. Christian books and science fiction stories sell a lot of copies, but are often excluded from the bestseller lists published by major newspapers. A new list, based on actual sales data from checkout scanners, aims to correct that. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Mysterious Galaxy Bookstore has been in business for close to 10 years. Located in a San Diego strip mall, the store specializes in fantasy, suspense, mystery, and science fiction books.
Martians, murder, magic, and mayhem.
Co-owner Mary Elizabeth Hart dutifully reports her store's sales each week to the New York Times. But often, the books she's selling a lot of don't appear on the Times bestseller list. Or if they do, they drop off quickly, even though her customers continue to buy them. The Shadow Puppets, for example, by Orson Scott Card, is selling well at the Mysterious Galaxy, but don't expect to find the futuristic science fiction novel listed in the Times Sunday Book Review.
The good news about being a science fiction writer is you're not in as bad a ghetto as being a romance or a horror writer, but there's a certain viewpoint that genre fiction books aren't necessarily well written, and I think that's just snobbery.
Now the snobs are coming face-to-face with the scanners. BookScan, a service that began 2 years ago, is compiling its own bestseller list based on information from chain stores, independent booksellers, and internet dealers, altogether about 75% of the retail market. Unlike most newspaper lists, which are based on surveys of retailers, Vice President Jim King says BookScan uses actual sales data from checkout scanners.
So as someone goes in, purchases a book, that book is scanned, and then that information is sent to us each week. So we get every book that sold at least one up to those that sell the most.
Some 300,000 titles in all, including some surprises. When BookScan's sister company, SoundScan, began gathering similar data from music stores more than a decade ago, it found customers were buying a lot more country and rap music than the Billboard charts had previously reported. So far, BookScan's discoveries have been less dramatic. The top tier of the BookScan list looks a lot like the New York Times or USA Today's. But as you move down the list, King says, some differences do emerge.
If you just went a straight ranking of hardcover fiction, you probably would see more science fiction books on our chart than you would on some of the others. More mystery, more espionage type of books. I'm not sure I have an explanation on why it wouldn't show up on another list unless they're choosing to maybe pull those books out.
It may be that the booksellers are coloring their reports, or the choice of retailers who are surveyed may have an effect. In addition, the newspapers that compile the lists make some editorial decisions. For example, 2 years ago, the New York Times kicked Harry Potter off its hardcover fiction list, where he was dominating, by creating a new list just for children's books. The Times deliberately overlooks most Christian books, like the popular Left Behind series. Arthur Salm, who edits the book section of the San Diego Union-Tribune, says that sort of manipulation of bestseller lists is not always recognized by the public.
It's difficult to know exactly why bestseller lists are so compelling, and yet they are. I know I look at them, but you have to remember that they don't tell the whole truth.
Bestseller lists don't just reflect sales, they influence them. Just appearing on a prominent list can give a book sales a tremendous boost. So if BookScan's data becomes widely available, as Vice President King hopes, that could help those books that are already selling well, but below the radar.
If we're offering more charts or deeper charts, that would put a much larger array of titles out there for the public, and I would imagine that they would respond to that and buy those books.
That might prompt more bookstores to carry the mystery and sci-fi titles that Mysterious Galaxy specializes in. But store owner Hart insists she's not worried about competition. She says bookselling is about communicating with readers, not just pushing the latest bestseller. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.